KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have clear skies, 39 degrees in Atlantic. We'll look forward to be partly cloudy to cloudy later this afternoon with isolated showers late this afternoon as well at a high of 59. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. They're your Train home comfort specialist dealer. In area news, the Buck Creek Dog Park at the Shulberg Recreation Area in Atlantic is closer to becoming a reality. Over the past month, Parks and Rec Director Roger Herring and Assistant Director Seth Stashelm have been working with Snyder & Associates engineers to come up with a site plan for the park and devise a conceptual layout.
With this concept, the plan is to then go to local vendors to see what we can get done as far as fencing and costs are concerned. The exciting part, of course, is certainly due to the Cass County Community Foundation did award us $10,000 towards the dog park, and that puts us probably two-thirds towards the cost of the fence. And we do have money in capital budgets to be able to complete the dog park as well.
Herring said the nearly three-acre park will be divided into areas for large and small dogs, providing ample space for them to run and play.
We'd like to be open by shortly, hopefully Memorial Day or even shortly thereafter, which gives us about a 6 to 8 week window to get it accomplished.
Herring said also a Transportation Alternatives Program grant, or TAP, in the amount of $103,000 has been approved from the Iowa Department of Transportation with regard to the Lake No. 2 Trail at the Shulberg Recreation Area. The project is expected to cost $134,000 altogether. The Atlantic City Council in February had agreed to sponsor the grant application with a $26,800 commitment for the project. In other news, construction on the replacement Kitty Corral shelter at Sunnyside Park is expected to be completed by around September the 15th, and the Camblin shelter refurbishment project at Sunnyside Park here in Atlantic should be wrapped up by around May 15th. Seth Stashelm reported to the Parks Board Monday that pieces for the recycled plastic cedar-colored park benches to be located at the senior activity area at Sunnyside have arrived, and they're in the process of being assembled. He said also that an ADA-compliant drinking fountain has been installed near the tennis courts and is being used a lot. The stylish fountain is equipped with a jug-filling outlet in addition to bubblers for water dispensing. The Council Bluffs City Council gave unanimous thumbs up Monday evening to a new investment in the city by Google. The Daily Nonpareil reports that on a 5-0 vote, the council got behind Google's request for additional tax incentives totaling nearly $20 million through the High Quality Jobs Program for its Southern Council Bluffs site currently under construction. The Iowa Economic Development Authority approved the request last Friday. Council members consider the same $19.8 million package as the IEDA. The tax incentives for the project were originally approved in 2012. To get those incentives, Google promised to create an additional 35 jobs and make an additional investment of $1 billion. The new project will bring the company's total investment to the area to around $2.5 billion since the 2007 announcement of the first Council Bluffs Data Center, which opened in 2009 along Veterans Memorial Highway. The new investment will go toward completing the massive southern campus, which opened in 2013. Several buildings are under construction, with the largest, a four-story structure, set to open in 2019. Google's data centers, two of which are in Council Bluffs, handle incoming Google searches and other services such as Gmail, email, Android smartphones, and YouTube videos. Currently, Google employs about 300 people, including those in services and security, at its facilities along Bungie Avenue and Veterans Memorial Highway, according to the company. Most of the hiring has been local, according to Chris Russell, Council Bluffs Data Center Manager. Other jobs could be created in the community as a result of a spillover effect of the new investment. In addition, more than 2,000 construction workers currently are employed building the new structures on the southern campus, and that's according to Bluffs Mayor Matt Walsh. The Atlantic City Council will hold a special session Wednesday evening in their chambers at City Hall. The meeting begins at 5:30 p.m. During their session, the council will act on accepting the site plans for the Heritage House addition. During their regular meeting last week, the council tabled action on accepting the site plan so the city's engineers could review a private engineering firm's plans to deal with the stormwater runoff and concerns about how it might affect other area properties. The council this Wednesday evening will also act on approving an amendment to an economic development agreement with Sontag Development, LLC, and that's with regard to the Southern View Estates housing project. And prior to adjourning for the evening, the council will enter into a closed session to review and or discuss records which are required or authorized by state or federal law to be kept confidential. An incident in Pottawatomie County late Monday morning resulted in the arrest of an Underwood man on a trio of charges and local schools being placed on lockdown. Sheriff Jeff Danker reports that around 11:23 a.m., deputies were dispatched to the Jack Lynx plant in Underwood in reference to an employee making threats toward another employee. The reporting party indicated that 52-year-old David A. Roth had allegedly threatened to return to the Jack Lynx facility and shoot the other employee. At around 12:15 p.m., Roth was located at an apartment in Underwood and taken into custody without incident. He was brought to the Pottawatomie County Jail and charged with harassment of the first degree, possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, and possession of drug paraphernalia. During the incident, Underwood schools were placed in a lockdown status, which allows for classes and other interior movement to continue as normal. There are no outside activities, however, and the main doors are monitored by the administration. In an update to our report that we brought you Saturday morning here on KJAN, the Audubon County Sheriff's Office said yesterday that it was continuing to investigate a drowning incident on a rural farm pond. The body of 63-year-old Maynard Nielsen of Elkhorn was found face down by a dock in about 4 feet of water. Nielsen's vehicle was parked nearby. The owner of the property found Nielsen's body. Nielsen had suffered from cerebral palsy most of his life, but it's not known if that or perhaps another medical condition contributed to the incident. An autopsy was scheduled to be performed in Ankeny. Two people from Pottawatomie County were arrested Monday in Cass County. The sheriff's office said 19-year-old Russell Logan Barker and 19-year-old Emily Green, both of Council Bluffs, were arrested for possession of methamphetamine, first offense, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Green also faces a charge of possession of marijuana, first offense. Both individuals were taken to the Cass County Jail. Barker was later released on his own recognizance, while Green remained held in the Pottawatomie County warrant. And an Atlantic woman was arrested Sunday on a Cass County warrant for operating a motor vehicle without the owner's consent. 18-year-old Selena Hansen was booked into the Cass County Jail. Our news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.